Okay, Tehillim Perek Chav Dalet is our next perek that we are up to here. And David HaMelech, in this perek, another famous perek, this is the Shir Shel Yom for Sunday, for Yom Rishon, LeDavid Mizmar. Again, LeDavid, David HaMelech starts singing and he gets Ruach HaKodesh. The Radak says that this Mizmar was written by David HaMelech to say when the Aron was brought into the Kodesh Kodashim, which he didn't get to bring. As we know, he brought the Aron into the Yerushalayim, but he did not get to bring it because, of course, his son Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Zeh Mizmar Chibra David. David wrote this, just like he did all the other preparations for the Beis HaMikdash. He also prepared the song that should be sung. Sheyomer oso kesheyachnisu es ha'aron lebeis kodesh hakadoshim. On that day, and that's what his son, as we'll see the Gemara, uvihayazeh achar shehela ola bahar Maria. He figured out which spot was the Beis HaMikdash going to be on, and he brought Karbanos there, v'nigle elav ha'makom, v'yada kisham yihyeh Beis HaShem. He knew that's where Beis HaShem was going to be, k'mo shamar ha'kasuv, v'amar l'Hashem aretz umlo ad tevel v'yosheva. The whole world is Hashem. V'yavo b'shekol aretz hi l'Hashem. V'zeh ha'har nikra har Hashem u'makom kacho. Ki hu makom kacho be'emes. That is his makom. His makom kacho is the is Yerushalayim and is the Makom HaMikdash. So this is LeDavid Mizmar. LaShem Arusum Lo'al, it goes step by step. We'll get to the Har Hashem soon. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is the source for this being the Mizmar, the Shir that the Levim sung for Yom Rishon, because Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, on that day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem was alone. LaShem Ha'aretz Umaloa. He was the only one, and therefore it is appropriate to say this. We can think about that every Sunday morning when we say it. Barisha Ma'omer, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph on top. Al Shem Shekana Vehikne Vishalit Ba'olamo. He was Kona, that means he quite inquired, but he created, like Uman, the Rav Soloveitchik said, Uman Kona B'Shevach Kli. He created the world, and therefore he was Kona the world, and he is the Shalit. He is the one that is the only one. Rashi Shalit Ba'olamo Yechidi Shalonivra Malach Ma'ad Yabsheni. Right, that's also Rashi quotes that on Yom Echad on the in his commentary Al Torah. So Levi Hashem Haaretz Umloa Tevel V'Yosheva. To Hashem is the whole world and everything in it. Tevel V'Yosheva. This, of course, the Gemara in Brachas tells us is the source, along with another pasuk, for the concept of making a bracha. We know the Gemara tells us a stira between two different psukim and Tehillim. Ksiv, says the Gemara, I'm reviewing the Meshmuel. Kolanenim and Olam Hazeh below bracha, kilunenim, ikach shemayim. Whoever gets benefit from Olam Hazeh without making a bracha is getting benefit from kachay shemayim. Shenemar, Lashem haaretz umloa. Really, the whole world belongs to Hashem. So if we don't make a bracha, so then we did not do what we need to do in order to benefit. Rabbi Levi Rami, Ksiv Hashem Eretz Umloa. One pasuk says, our pasuk says, the world belongs to Hashem. Viksiv Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem. V'yaretz Hazal Vnei Adam. The heaven belongs to Hashem, but the land He gave to us. Lokasha Kan Kodem Abracha Kan La'achar Abracha. La'achar Abracha. La'achar Abracha. What? So I saw some of the Achronim say it's not La'achar Abracha. It's ours. It's Haaretz Nasal Vnei Adam to benefit from. It still belongs to Hashem. Lashem Eretz Umloa. That doesn't change once we make the bracha. But once we make the bracha, we are allowed to then also benefit from Hashem's world. From Hashem's world. So, Hashem Aretz Umloa, Tevel, V'Yoshve, Va. There is a minug that some have to write in their svarim. Hashem Aretz Umloa, Lamed Hei Vav. Hashem Aretz Umloa, and then writing the name. As if to say, really, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Even this Sefer belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm using it to serve Him. Really, that's everything in our lives. Everything in our lives is L'Hashem Aretz Umloa. And we're just given it to serve Him. And that's what we have to see. The whole world is there to serve Him. Rabbi Pliska talks about this. The lens created by seeing the world from this perspective is tremendously far-reaching and elevating. When you see mountains, you're seeing Hashem's mountains. When you see a waterfall, you're seeing Hashem's waterfall. When you see trees, flowers, grass, you're seeing beautiful scenery that the Creator has provided for your enjoyment and benefit. Animals, birds, fish, all add a special dimension to our world. It's all part of Lashem Haaretz Umloa. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says Lashem Haaretz is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Lashem Haaretz Umloa, everything in it. Tevel is the rest of the world. Tevel V'Yoshveva. What's the breakup? Hashem Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael versus the whole world is the whole world. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Eretz Yisrael separated? So I saw the Rinas Yitzchak says maybe it's connected to the Ramban. The Ramban that talks about a different type of Hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael than the rest of the world. And that's why Eretz Yisrael is separated. That's the Ramban in the greatest length in Parshas Achremos, when the Ramban says, V'ha inyan, ki Hashem ha-nechbad bara hakol. Hashem created everything. V'sam koach ha-tachtonim bo-elyonim. But he gave power to the elyonim, to the angels, over the tachtonim, so to speak. V'nasan akol am ba'am ba'artosam l'go yehem kochav ma'azov yadua. Every country, every nation, right? We sorrow shall Esav. The Midrashim talk about Saroshel Yishmael, right? Everyone has a Sar. Again, it doesn't mean they have independent power, but it means some type of indirect Hashkacha. Kasher don't know that be'istagninus. V'zeo shenemar shar cholak Hashem lakecha usam l'chol ha'amim. Hashem apportioned. Ki cholak l'kulam mazalos bashamayim ugvohim aleihem malachei elyon. Nasam liosarim aleihem. Ki shenemar sar malchus Paras o Medelenegdi, Sar Yavan, he quotes all these psukim. Aval Eretz Yisrael, I'm so as a Yishuv. But Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, Hinachlas Hashem, Yuchadis Lishmo. It's Hashem's special portion. Lo Nasan Aleam and Amalachim, Katzin Shoter Moshel. Hashem did not give any Malach the power to be a reporter, to be the one that reports to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's him himself. Panchilo Oso Lamum Yuchad Shmo Zera Ohavav. That's it, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Strave, Yisem li skulam mikala amim ki li kala aretz. So maybe that's alluded to in this pasuk also. According to Rashi, L'Hashem ha'aretz umlo'ah. To Hashem, directly, is ha'aretz, is Eretz Yisrael umlo'ah. Tevel, v'yosheva, and then comes the rest of the world. Ki hu al yamim yisada. He, Hashem, created the world on yamim. Va'al naharos yechoneneha. And on rivers, he established it. Fascinating comment from the Beis Yishai. Beis Yishai, Shlomo Fisher notes that why did Hashem have to create the world? Right, we know that there was water, and then Hashem says, Yikavu Amayim, so the water allows the land to be revealed, and it goes into one place, Yikavu Amayim. It's gathered now. Mikvah means gathered water, and that's why the Midrashim talk about how every time there's a wave, it's as if the water is trying to cover the land again. If Hashem was going to have land and water, why didn't he just create them separately? It's an amazing question. And not too many ask this. Hashem could have just created separately land and water. Why do you have to create water covering the whole and then push the water back? And you find many psukim throughout Tanakh that talk, and Chazals, that talk about the water just staying where it is because of the growl of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Iyov, Amude Shemayim Yerofafu V'yismuhu Miga'araso. Miga'araso. Yikavu Amayim. Miga'arascha Yenusun Mikol Ramcha Yechafezun. So many descriptions in Tanakh and in Chazal about the water holding back. So he explains, so that the entire world, Hashem wanted every second of existence of the world to be miraculous. To be miraculous. Shekol inyan hayishav ba'olam yeh ba'ofi shal neis v'ashgacha masmedes. Shemitzad ha-teva sorach lios olam malei b'mayim. Naturally. Elah shakadosh baruch hu shidedes ha-teva kedei shetia yabasha v'yishav b'nei adam. Hashem nullified the teva so that there's dry land and yishav b'nei adam. And that's what is alluded to here. Ki hu al yamim yisadav. So the whole world, everything is constantly in a state of miraculous. And then David HaMelech asks, and again, this is what's meant to be asked when they open the Beis HaMikdash. Miyala Bahar Hashem, Umi Yakub Kom Kodesho. Who could go up the Har Hashem? Umi Yakub Kom Kodesho. Many of the Bali Musar, the Kajet Samagid, and others say, there's a double phrasing here. Miyala, who could go up? But once you go up, you can't fall down. Who could go up and who could stay up? That's what this pasuk. Life's not just about getting up, it's about staying up. Miyala Bahar Hashem, who goes up to the mountain of Hashem? Umiyakum, and who could stay up imkom kacho in the holy spot? Maybe this is also, if you look in the commentator sitter from Rabbi Yitzchak Sender from Chicago, so he says maybe this is also something that's relevant to Sunday, right? Right after Shabbos, right? Well, on Shabbos, we're feeling spiritual, and in the Beis HaMikdash for feeling spiritual, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the key isn't to stay there. The key is to go out and take it. Right? Shuvu lachem la'alechem. Right? After we left the Har Sinai. Take this Kedusha with you. Take it with you. Who is going to stay on that level? That's what we ask after every Sunday morning, after we get revived on Shabbos, and we get chizuk for the whole week. We say, Mi yala bar Hashem, who went up that mountain of spirituality on Shabbos? Mi yakum b'mom kacho. The rest of the week is about trying to keep it. Trying to keep it up. Mi yakum b'mom kacho. That's what we try. Who could remain at the high level when the original inspiration is gone and one again finds himself in the everyday world? So that's the challenge of the week. This is the challenge of the week that we ask ourselves. Mi yala bar Hashem, when we yakum b'mom kacho, we have to try our best. Try our best to stay up as much as we can. So what do we say? Oh, also, going up a mountain, I saw the Shem Rav Yisrael Mivalajin, step by step. Miyakum, miyala, miyakum emkom kosho. Kum is just to go up step by step, don't jump. Don't jump. Niki chapayim of alevav. So who is that? Niki, who is one that goes up the mountain who can stay there? Somebody who is clean of hands. Ubar levav and a pure heart. Asher lo naso lashav nafshi, that did not swear falsely, lo nishpa lemirma. Whether it's shav, whether it's mirma, they use their mouth properly. The Radak says this pasuk is about perfection in action, in speech, and in thought. Niki chapayim, that is action, right? Niki chapayim, clean of action. Ubar levav, and somebody who is clean, pure of heart. Asher lo naso lashav nafshi, that's speech. So maisa dibur machshava. We all have to, if we want to go up to the Har Hashem. I forgot to mention that the Radak said Har Hashem, the simple interpretation is David HaMel Solomon about the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says Har Hashem is one of the phrases that always means, that is used to mean Olam Haba. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, in Paraches Halacha Dalid, that's where he talks about Olam Haba, and the Rambam's Shita is Olam Haba is not in a physical existence. The Rambam says that Olam Haba, Ein Bo Gufu Gvia. El nefashos hatzadikim bilvad. Bilo guf k'malachei esharis. Olam Haba is not physical. It's just neshamas. Like malachim. Ho ve'ein bo gvios, ein bo lo achilu v'al shtia v'lo davar mikol advarim shegufos. B'adam tzrichan l'molam hazeh. Because there's no eating and drinking, so we're not going to need things that human beings need, like eating and drinking and sleeping. V'lo yera bo davar min advarim shema'arin l'gufos b'olam hazeh. And nothing that physical beings do apply there. Kigon yeshiva amida v'shena, standing, sitting, sleeping, dying. Etzev schok, happy, sad. Kach amru chachamim arishonim. Olam haba ein bo lo achil lo shtia v'lo tashmish. Ela tzadikim yoshvim ve'otroseim v'rosheim v'nenemiz v'ashchina. Tzadikim sit with the crowns on their head v'nenemiz v'ashchina. And the Rambam continues, this is Olam haba. Two halachas later, v'kama shemos karu lo derech mashal. Many names were given to Olam haba. What's the first one on the list? The Rama has 10 names. Har Hashem. Our Pasuk. Har Hashem. Makom Kacho. Right? Both of them are in the our Pasuk right here. Mi'ala Bar Hashem, the Rama says. That's talking about Olam Haba. Who wants to go to Olam Haba? V'derech HaKodesh. V'chatzos Hashem. V'o'al Hashem. V'no'am Hashem. Heichal Hashem. U'beis Hashem. V'shar Hashem. V'achachamim karula derech mashol l'tova zu. Hamizumenes l'tzadikim. Su'uda. They call it a meal. It's not going to be a meal. Who's going to bench at that meal? That's what Chazal say. V'karan la'b'chol makom, ha'olam haba. The olam that is in the future. Ha'olam haba. That's the Rambam. Har Hashem and makom kacho is not physical, but again, Pasha Pshat, David Elach was saying that this is bringing the Aron in. So the Kichapayim, so these three, Machshava, Maisa, and Dibur, this is also, as we know, one of the Mizmorim that are said often at a Levaya, because it's praising the person, what he was like, and he fulfilled Dibur Machshava and Maisa. V'lo nishpa l'mirma, and he did not swear falsely. The Radak here says on Shvua that Shvua is important. He didn't swear falsely. It doesn't only mean if somebody happens to swear, but as the Gemara Nita says, there is a prenatal, pre-birth Shvua that we all take. Gemara Nita Lamed Amid Beis, where the Gemara there describes the state that we're in when we learn Torah in utero, as we know, Darash Rav Simlai. A baby, it's an amazing description, way before ultrasounds, exactly the position that the baby is in. He's folded up. His hands are by his temples. His armpits are by his ankles. His head is between his knees. His mouth is closed. His belly button is open. And he eats from the mother. And when there dalak law rosho with sofa mabit sofa mat sofo the ein lacha yamim sha adam shori betova yosem yosel yamim. There are no greater days than those days in utero learning with the malach. And the pasuk, the gemara continues malam tadoso kol tara kula, and he is taught all the Torah v'kivin shabal avir ola on the way out ba malach v'sitra al piv u'mishachal kol tara kula. He forgets all the Torah. Fine, that's the famous part. And then the next line of the gemara. He doesn't leave, a baby doesn't leave the womb as he comes out until he's takes a shvuah. To me, Hashem says, will bend every knee and swear every tongue. It'll be bent. That's our pasuk, is a reference to that shvua that we all took right before we were born. Umaya shvua shemashbiyin oso. What's the shvua? Tihi tzadik va'al tihi rasha. Be a tzadik. Be righteous. V'yafil kol olam kulo omer lecha tzadik ata, hayi benecha garasha. Be a tzadik. But if everybody says you're a tzadik, be more of a tzadik. Be more of a tzadik. Don't think that you've fulfilled everything that you're supposed to fulfill. So that's nida daf lamid. That this part of lo nishba Lemirma. The Radak also says maybe it's referring to someone who swore as a mitzvah, which gets into a big discussion, which we're not going to have now. But just to mention, Mar Makom, the Rambam in mitzvah number 7, mitzvah Zaseh 7, which is very early in the mitzvah Zaseh, right? What's early? Belief in Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, davening. Those are the first five. Number 6 is being with Talmid HaChachamim. And number 7 is swearing in Hashem's name. The Rambam paskins, that's a mitzvah saseh. Shetzivanu liyishava b'shmo yisalek, kishin itztarech l'kayim darim min advarim. It's written Hashem's name when you have to verify and be mekayim. Okay, so that's a big discussion. Is that a mitzvah? Is that a heter? That is the Rambam. But we continue. This person who does, who nekicha by reval levav, he's clear and pure of heart and action and speech. Yisav racha meiz Hashem, Hashem should give him a bracha. Utstaka, and he should get stucka. Righteousness may okay Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zedar Darshav. And he, his level, brings the whole generation up to a state of Mevakshe Panecha. Those who seek you out. A great level of a Mevakesh. Yaakov Sela. Mevakshe Panecha Yaakov Sela. That's us. And then we have the double Lashon. Su'u Shar Mashaychem. David Melech says this to be said when they open the gates. So gates, lift up your head. V'yinasu Pischei Olam. Let be open forever. V'yavo Melech HaKavod. Let the Melech HaKavod come in. Mi uze melech hakavod? Hashem yisuz gibor. Who is the melech hakavod? Hashem gibor mechama. It's in a song. Sushar mashechem. Again, there's differences between the two. Supis chayolam. Mi uze melech hakavod? Hashem tzvakos. Hashem is the one. Let Hashem in. So there is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Also, when Shlomo Melech wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kadashim, the doors didn't open. Doors didn't open. Shabbana Shlomo Esmeis HaMikdash, Bikesh Lahachnis Aron LeBeis Kodesh Yeshe Kadashim. After all, David HaMelech said, this is the tefillah that has to be, this is the song that should be said when you bring the Aron in. So Dov Kusharim Zevazeh, there was a problem, the gates didn't open. Amar Shlomo, Esr Mabar Rananos, Shlomo HaMelech Davins, 24 songs, right, to not get into the Kodesh Kadashim. What are the 24? Rashi says it's the 18 from a fast day. But Pasach v'yamar. So he says that didn't work. So he starts saying, Su'u sharam rashechem. Lift up your gates. V'nasa b'schayel melech hakavod. So the gates, so to speak, thought, the melech hakavod? Are you the melech hakavod? Rod pasre the mivle. The gates were going to swallow him up. Amru. They said, Mi'u zeh melech hakavod. They said, who are you talking about? Amru. He says, Hashem. Izu zeh gibor. So yes, again, Su'u sharam rashechem. Zu b'schayel melech hakavod. Mi'u zeh melech hakavod. Velo nana, the gate still didn't open. Kivan sha'amar, Hashem alokim al tashi prim shichecha, zichra lechasti David avdecha, mianena. Once he mentioned David HaMelech, then the gates opened. And that's what the Gemara says elsewhere, that David HaMelech asks Hashem, please forgive me. Hashem says, I forgive you. David says, make it known that you forgive me. Hashem says, not in your lifetime. but in the lifetime of your son. And that's what the Gemara here says. Bo'sasha nefchuk panai kol soni David kishuli akdera v'yadu kol amecha Yisrael shemacha l'Kadosh Baruch Hu al oso avon. David HaMelech was forgiven because after all, the doors of the Kodesh Kadashim only opened once David HaMelech's name was invoked. And that's these psukim here. So the Rinas Yitzchak also says maybe this pasuk is an allusion to the sheet of the Rambam. And that is, open the gates so Hashem could come in, v'inasu pischei olam, so that it's olam, it's forever. The Rambam says that even if the Kedusha of the Shar Eretz Yisrael could be drabanan at certain stages of history, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his presence in the Makom HaMikdash and Har HaBayis, that Kedusha is forever because Shechina eina betela. Shechina eina betela, and maybe that's alluded to here. Susha Mashiachim, let Hashem come in, v'inasu pischei olam, it'll be olam, it'll be a forever Kedusha, and that's what happened. Finally, David HaMelech, the song that David wrote was said by Shlomo, and they brought the Aron into the Kodesh Kodashim. As we know, this is also said as we put the Torahs back into our Arons, right, on non-Shabbos and on non-Shabbos days. Shabbos, we say Mizmar L'David, we'll have to get to that. That's later on, but L'David Mizmar, why do we say that? Because that's the Mizmar that was said when Shlomo put the Aron into the Kodesh Kodashim, and that's the Mizmar that we say that when we put the Torahs back into our Aron. Okay, we'll stop here.